up, y'all? This is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We are back live in effect. We're getting it in like we always do. This is going to be an incredible show, as we always put on. Let me go and go there, you understand? Rodney Perry puts on a great show all the time. Look out for Off the Chain on Bounce TV. Comes out this fall, man. So look for it around November, December time frame. They're already starting to run the commercials, man. The network is excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm super proud of it. Proud of all the comedians that came on. And more than that, proud of the show we created. I mean, I think we really reinvented the wheel in terms of comedy shows, because we added some more comedy, if you could, to a comedy show. So you got the stand-up comedy element, and then we added an improv element that's going to kill the game. Please believe it. It's like a comedy show on steroids. It's like Wildin' Out meets your favorite comedy show. So all that good stuff. And it's clean. You can sit there as family entertainment with your sons, your daughters, your kids, and get a good hearty laugh. So grandma can sit there the whole nine. We off the chain for the whole family. We off the chain for the whole entire posse, your whole group. So with that, that's coming down the pipe. And I'm traveling all over the country. Look at my website, RodneyPerry.com. You can see where I am at any given moment. The improv, the Black Tour, is going to pick up again in October. We got Chicago coming up in September. It's always great to go to my hometown. And we're just going to continue to bang up this road, continue to get it in. So y'all stay with us. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Check the website, RodneyPerry.com, and get all that information. All right, we'll be right back.
What's up, everybody around the world? Thanks for tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Remember to follow Rodney on Twitter, at Rodney Perry. And for all of your Rodney Perry updates, text Rodney Perry, with no spaces, to 41411. Again, to stay up to date, text Rodney Perry, with no spaces, to 41411.
What did I do with my last 5 hours? Let's see. I was a dietitian, a housekeeper, a pediatrician. Yeah, that was a third degree boo-boo. A housekeeper, a sanitation engineer, a housekeeper. Good thing I have 5 hour energy to keep me going. What will you do with your next 5 hours?
Original recipe.
Original recipe? Dad, I think you ate the bones.
I did what?
You ate the bones.
I ate the bones? I ate the bones? I ate the bones?
KFC original recipe, now available without the bone. Freshly prepared white or dark meat chicken, boneless and skinless. Get 4 delicious, mouth-watering pieces in your next 10-piece mixed bucket for $14.99. Today tastes so good.
And we are back. This is your boy, Rodney Perry. I didn't eat the damn bones. I know that, you know. I'm trying to figure out how the hell KFC gonna make a piece of chicken with no bones in it. I don't know how they do it, but let me tell you something. It's good as hell. I had one. Me and my family ate some the other day, and it was incredible. I don't know how they got rid of the bones, but they did. So what else is going on, man? Thank you guys for tuning in to the Trayvon Martin Show. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that show, man, go back, archive that show. You know, I think our community is still hurting at the loss of one of our young men. And we had a great conversation, had a legal expert call in as well. So it was hot, man. So if you haven't had a chance to check out that show, go back and archive that show or any of our shows, man. We got a lot of great shows in our bag. The Kevin Hart Show is crazy. Eddie Griffin, let me tell you something. Eddie Griffin came on this show and just destroyed it. So you can archive all of these great shows that we've done in the past, man. If you're new to Rodney Perry Live, you're like, okay, this is cool. You know, I like this particular show. Wait till you hear some of the ones we did on. Dwele, an incredible show. Incredible show. We sat and talked with him, man, and played some of his music the whole nine. And what we're doing here at Rodney Perry Live is we're creating a space where It's not always celebrity driven. You know, we talk to people. We talk to interesting people and people that I think is interesting. Because, you know, you might like, who is that? Let me tell you something. If I like them, it's all good. You understand? And so we're gonna get it in. I tell y'all what, my guest is gonna be on in a couple of seconds. I'm gonna introduce y'all to him before he even get here, though. I got his music. He's a producer, and he's been getting it in for a long time. And if you know the music industry, producers are what make the music industry go. They are the engine of the music industry. His name is Mouse. The name of the joint is Off the Chain. Check it out.
Look at all these freaks. Look at all these new niggas trying they best to get next to me. When I hit the club, I'm VIP, I'm in for free. I don't need no boo, I don't need no lock, I don't need no key. I'm off the chain, 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 I'm off the chain. I'm off the chain, I'm sparking flames, my name's ringing, I'm blangling, and I'm with the sharks, so I see shanking, don't give a fuck about what y'all thinking, they tune in and they watching this, we lurking, counting my boxes, bitch, I'm peacocking, I'm fly shit, I'm overflowing with confidence, I'm swagger fresh, swagger fresh, ready, you game me, can't be too nice, fuck they feelings, they gon' be alright, round and round we go. Got plenty moves, we're trying to get more. I'm 1,000 degrees below. You ain't never met a brother so cold. I'm doing my shit, fuck all the fuck shit. I'm back in that thing, too bad you can't think. I'm traveling, transbound, I'm all about stocks. My name's being pressed, they all of my guys. I'm staying high, just might catch a plane. You might be on, but I'm off the train. Look at all this fresh, look at all this money, look at all these things. Look at all these new niggas trying they best to get next to me. When I hit the club, I'm VIP, I'm in for free. I don't need no door, I don't need no lock, I don't need no key. I'm off the chain, 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 I'm off the chain. Like I'm a side holler, give us free, I'm out my brain. That dumb shit, bitch, I'm senseless, just like Marley Wayne. I'm a fresh prince, bitch, I'm Will Smith, and you call the bang. Can't let one of y'all fuck with me. Let me do my thing, let a nigga do. I'm a X-Man like I did back in middle school. Nigga got a half on the weed in the back of pools. Got a nigga floating like I in a tube in the pool. I can't even lie, this is what I deserve. Middle finger to your ear and holler, fuck what you heard. I love this life I'm living. Really going hard like Mike, not Pippin. Working like a dog, I made a position. LeBron James, my frame, earn not giving. This is what I do. It ain't a game. Holler through my dog. Do they let them off the chain? Look at all this fresh, look at all this money, look at all these niggas. Look at all these new niggas trying they best to get next to me. When I hit the club, I'm VIP, I'm in for free. I don't need no door, I don't need no lock, I don't need no key. I'm off the chain, I'm off the chain, I'm off the chain, I'm off the chain,
I'm off the chain,
I'm off the chain, I'm off the chain, I'm off the chain.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. We are back. And let me tell you something. That's off the chain. Man, we can't do nothing else. We got to get this brother on the line. We had some technical difficulties. We was trying to get him in here. He in now. Mouse, you there, baby boy?
Whoa, what's happening with you, player?
Man, I got to thank you, first of all, for coming on, dog. But, man, I like that joint, man.
Oh, man, no problem, bro. It's a pleasure to be on the station with you, bro. I'm a big fan of yours, man.
Oh, wow, man. I appreciate that, man. So... First of all, musically, well, let's just tell the people what's going on. Millionaire Dreams, that's DREAMZZZ, the mixtape is out on the streets.
Right,
and
correct.
This is on there. Off the Chain is on there.
Well, yeah, Off the Chain on iTunes as well. You know, Millionaire Dreams was my previous mixtape. You know,
okay.
That dropped late November last year. Oh, yeah, so, you know, we on iTunes. I'm moving with it, you know.
So let's get the folks your background, because, you know, I'm always interested in meeting the, you know, what I say when I think of producers, I think of these, you guys are the engine of the music industry. And you've been producing, I mean, you got influences, man. You got people like Mamie Fresh, Pimp C, KLC, Lil Jon. What is it about that music, especially from the New Orleans area, that South area, that got so much feel to it that we love so much?
Oh, well, man, you know, I grew up off that music, man, as a child, you know, and it just got so much soul in it, you know, it touched me emotionally, man. So, you know, me being, you know, a music creator, you know, those had to be, they played a big influence, you know, on my life, man. So, you know, I give credit to them. You know, I really, you know, appreciate the work they put in. And, you know, I appreciate this opportunity that I got, you know, to be a producer. You know, I'm really, you know, grateful.
You born and raised Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, my wife from right up the road ate meat. So
okay,
I know the area. What's your journey to get here, man? Because I really want people, when they hear this, to really hear your story. How did you get from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to producing music and traveling the world?
I mean, you know, well, I started off with a local record company called Trill Entertainment. I know y'all familiar with Lil Boosie and Webb. I was the in-house producer for, like,
okay,
you know, about 7-8 years, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's really how we got started in this music journey. You know, I took them a long way, being an in-house producer, you know what I'm saying? Started off,
yeah,
you know, from Baton Rouge to Jackson, Mississippi. Then we went from Jackson, Mississippi to, you know, we branched out to Florida, you know, South Carolina, North Carolina. You know, I kind of just carried them, you know, the torch, you know, production-wise. And, you know, I became a hood legend, you know, as far as, you know, being a producer, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, my credibility just, you know, gave me a pass to, you know, and access
right
to these other states and places. Yeah.
So how did you learn how to produce? Like, did you just hear the sounds in your head? Did you know the equipment? You know, like, how did you learn? Like, what's your musical background?
Well, I started, man, when I first started touching keys to the piano, I was at a church. You know, I grew up in a church. Most producers have grown up in a church, you know what I'm saying? So
okay,
I used to sneak to the back of the church after midweek service was over, you know, God forgive me. I used to play Master P keys and Man the First keys. I used to learn those keys in the back of church. So that's how I really got started with notes and, you know what I'm saying, just being musically gifted. I just always had
wow
an ear for it. You know, yeah.
So you play by ear.
Yeah, I play by ear. I don't read music. I just feel it. You know, I feel it in my soul.
Wow, that's always amazing to me when I hear musicians tell me that, because I'm like, that is like, I can sit at the piano all day and nothing happen. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I feel.
So for you to be able to press them keys and make that magic, man, that's a beautiful thing. I remember, I lived in New Orleans from 90 to 94. I remember the sound starting to bubble. You know, I remember, like, that whole vibe, that energy. Tim Smooth was out back then. Marrero was out back then.
Yeah.
You remember them songs. And then, you know, that part of the country, that South sound from Texas to New Orleans, all that energy just exploded. Like, what was it like for you being a young man at that time watching that, and then now for you to be a part of it?
Oh, man, it's incredible, bro. It's like a dream come true, to be honest with you. Like, when I was a kid, you know, like you say, the Tim Smooths, UNLV, you know, that's when, you know.
Yeah,
it,
wow.
Yeah, Cash Money, you know what I'm saying, Jubilee, you know what I'm saying, them my Southern roots, you know what I'm saying, and to be, it's like, They recycling that music now. You know, you got T.I. coming back with the bounce music. So it's like, you know, timeless music just speaks for itself. It just always gets recreated and recycled, you know. It's a good inspiration.
Now, you did a joint. This still one of my favorite joints. Wipe Me Down, Dog. Is like still one of my favorite joints. What's it like to be in the club and watch everybody rocking the, you know, you sat in a room by yourself with the artist and it just went crazy?
Oh, yeah. But I still get chills to this day, man, when I walk into a big club and, you know, it'd be a mixed race, you know, different ethnics, you know, in the club, and they still react to their song, man. It just gives me chills every time I see their reaction.
Yeah, I tell you what, when you sit right there, we're going to give these folks some chills. It's Wipe Me Down featuring Fox and Weeby. Boy, this is a hit. And my man Mouse put it together. I love it. Stay right there, dog.
This is D. Militant.
Hey, it's Lady Tuesday.
Check out Tuesdays with D. Militant.
Soundtrack. How did that come about?
Oh man, the So the people, the production company was just looking for some music, and, you know, you're looking for some street music. And at the time, you know, Boosie and Raver was the hottest thing smoking in the streets. And, you know, they came through and got those songs. They got the song Swerve I did and the song Bad Chick I did, you know, I produced for Boosie and Raver. And man, when I was in movies, I went to go see that movie. And when that song came on in the movies, man, you would have thought you was in the club, I'm telling you. Everybody stood up, got the bus. That was the most prized moment in my life, man. I never felt so cherished in my life when that happened, man. I really felt good.
Man, that's awesome, dude. That's awesome. Now, you known for a certain sound. Like you said, they was looking for the street music. They came. They looked. Can we look for Mouse on the Track? Can we look for some Black Eyed Peas pop music? Is that stuff? I mean, because music is music. So is that stuff, you know, something we can look for down the line, or do you got to stay true to your audience? Well, like, what's your thinking in terms of that?
I mean, to be honest, man, I actually worked on some of that music before. You know what I'm saying? When you're musically inclined like that, you know, sometimes you get bored with what you're doing and you'd be ready, you know, ready to tap into another genre. So.
Okay.
I have done some music like that, you know, hopefully one day I can get a, you know, Billboard chart with one of those records, but, you know, I'm not opposed to no different type of genre of music, but, you know, my heart and soul is that gutter, gangster, bounce, you know what I'm saying, Weezy out of music, you know what I'm saying, that's just something that's never going to leave my soul.
Man, can you, like, your beats be so sick. Can anybody be a star if they get a Mouse on the track?
Man, I hope so. I hope I got that power. For real, I feel like with the right energy, you know, and the right grind, right efforts, we can make it a hit. I believe so.
Man, because you hear about, you know, the auto tune and different stuff that, you know, people do with music to make it better, and it usually all points back to the producer being super creative. You know, speak to your creativity, man. Like, because you're an innovator, man. You really, you know, brought a new world to the sound. Like, when I listen to your music, it's really musical. It ain't just beats.
Yeah, man. I try to dare to be different with the music. I really don't want to be compared to the next man that's out at the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a copycat. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to really, you know, really like just jock nobody. That ain't really my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to. I want to have my own sound. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to, like you say, I mean, you know, you can take a knife and a mayonnaise jar, and you can make that a sound, and you can record it. It's just different, and it'll sound good. You know what I'm saying? So, it's all about creativity. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to venture off into different sounds, different things, and, you know, make people get on your page with the music.
So, you're not only a fabulous producer, but you had your time as an artist. Do you miss that part of it?
Miss the part of just being a producer?
No, just being an artist.
Well, you know, I balance both of them out. You know, I can produce,
yeah.
I can write, and I can, you know, drop a track. I can do, you know, do the artist thing as well. So, you know, I just balance them both out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still, you know, people book me for shows. You know what I'm saying? So that's
right. Money
I don't want to miss as an artist. You know,
right?
So you know, if you like it, I love it. I'm gonna keep it going.
Man, so let me ask you this. Let's talk business, because I think we, you know, as black folks, we rarely talk business.
Okay.
You largely independent. You've been producing. What is the difference for an artist now than maybe 5 or 6 years ago as far as the money they can make? Is it the same? Is it less? Is it more? Like, what's different now?
Well, in my opinion, in this day and age, I believe it's better for the artists, because the artists can own their own company, their own publishing, and they really don't need a CEO these days, you know what I'm saying? That's like the CEO is like a middleman, you know what I'm saying? But today, you know, these labels, they sign an artist straight on. They sign the artist with their own labels, you know what I'm saying? You know, back then you had, like, Master P was the CEO, No Limit Care, Birdman was the CEO of Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? But now in these days, the artists, they get 100% out of it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's better for the artists these days. They can, you know, see more residuals.
So when you look at, like, you know, because I remember hearing when people was on the, when the internet first hit and people could grab music from anywhere, that it was killing the record companies. But I guess what I'm hearing you saying is it really ultimately helped the artist himself because, you know, now he has kind of access to his fans that he never had.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got you know, so many sources of promotion. You know, it's ridiculous. You got the internet. I mean, you can text on your phone, links, you know what I'm saying, of your video and all that. Like, it depends on, you know, how hard you grind, how hard you hustle, but, you know, and how talented you are, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you can win a fan over every day, you know, through your phone or through the internet, you know what I'm saying, shoot, you know, that's more money coming to you as an artist. You know, you just got to grind.
Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. We're talking to my man, Mouse. You can check him out on Twitter. He's at Mouse on the Track. His website, also, you can check out the music, is artistofhiphop.com, and you can check out Mouse on the Track over there. And the Facebook is Mouse on the Track. The current single is Off the Chain. What's the story behind this? Because my favorite line, he's like, man, I'm bad like a little kid at school. That's my choice. You took me back right there.
Yeah, man. I recorded that song in L.A. at Atlantic Studios, man. I was actually writing for another artist, you know, but I was recording, you know, and the A&R told me, he was like, man, I think this is a good one for you. I think you ought to really, you know, go with your move with this song. So, you know, I took his advice, and, you know, it kind of just took off from there, man. I've been running with it. You know, I'm off the chain right now.
You off the chain. And this was crazy. I'm hosting the show on Bounce TV called Off the Chain. I'm going to see if we can hook up with Mouse, and maybe you could do our theme song.
Bro, that sounds good. I seen it. Y'all, it's season two now, right?
Yeah, we just shot season two, man, and it really was off the chain, man. And this was crazy. Everything come back around. Because I remember using this phrase when I was young, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And to see you drop a record and to see, you know, like, you know, our show being called Off the Chain, everything comes around over and over, man. I won't hold you on here forever, man, but Mouse, man, I again, can't thank you enough for coming on. Where can people get the music, bro?
Oh, man, you can get the music off iTunes. Type in Mouse on the Track, MouseOnTheTrack. You can go to my SoundCloud page. I got beats on there as well. It's the same site, Mouse on the Track. You know, just hit me on Instagram, Twitter. I got my own website, too. It's MouseOnTheTrack.com. You know, everything. Mouse on the Track. We off the chain, baby.
Hey man. I appreciate you, man. Mouse. Keep getting it. Keep getting it. Tell the family I said hi. And don't eat too much of that boudin.
Oh, man, bro. It's my pleasure, bro. I'm feel good talking to you, man. You know it's all family over here, bro.
Absolutely. I'm such a fan, man. If you ever in the A, man, please look me up, man. We go smoke a cigar, sit down and talk, man. Like grown men.
Almost definitely. We probably could do Magic City, whatever. Yo, man.
Oh, boy. No. Come on, Bowser. You know, I ain't got that type of money now.
Hey. Almost definitely, bro. I'm getting with you, man. For real.
Much love. Much love. And we're going to play. I'm going to play independent. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
My man. Hey, this Mouse on the Track. Weeby, Lil Boosie. And, man, just another great hit this brother done put down. Y'all stay there. This Roddy Perry all the way live.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, man? I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean? She got her own house. She got her own car. Don't y'all work hard. You a bad bro. If you ain't on set, you call on a cellular, you tell you she don't need not a thing, you a hot
for him to take care of her. She'd rather go to work and pay the bills on schedule.
Around the world, thanks for tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Remember to follow Rodney on Twitter at Rodney Perry. And for all of your Rodney Perry updates, text Rodney Perry with no spaces to 41411. Again, to stay up to date, text Rodney Perry with no spaces to 41411.
1, 2, 3, 4. The Black Tour is coming through your door. The Black Tour. That's Rodney Perry's comedy tour coming to you this year. That's right. Every city we're coming to. Check it out on my website, www.rodneyperry.com. You don't want to miss it.
Hi. You are not going to believe this.
I bought Pepsi Next.
What's Pepsi Next?
It's the new cola from Pepsi. It's got real cola taste, but 60% less sugar.
Real cola taste. 60% less sugar.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But this is the most impressive thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Oh, definitely. I've never had anything like it.
My parents are going to...
Yeah, they're going to be so proud.
Introducing Pepsi Next. Drink it to believe it.
Are you getting this, honey? It's going viral.
What up, y'all? We are back. It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. The show is getting stronger, getting better. Thank you all for continuing to tune in. Don't give up on us. We're about to take it to a whole nother level. Like I said, all you got to do is go and archive some of the old shows, man. We've been doing this for over almost 200 shows. Kim Whitley has been on. Ms. Monique has been on.
man, just a ton of great guests, some great comedians, some great actors, some great singers, and we interview them all right here on Roddy Perry Live. So go take some time, you understand? Get on iTunes. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can listen to it here on Blog Talk Radio. And shouts out to Blog Talk, man. Since I first got involved with Blog Talk Radio, they've really taken this platform to another level, and it's really impressive. So look for us to be maybe doing something in addition to Blog Talk on terrestrial radio real soon. I'm having some conversations about doing some radio here in Atlanta, so that'll give us opportunity to be on a lot more platforms. So check us out. We're about to take it to the next level. I got to shout out this group, man. I ran into them yesterday. Well, I did a concert here in Atlanta. It's old school concert, affordable concert series. When I tell you, okay, this show was so sick. This group, Final Draft, they've been showcased on the Monique show, and they came out and destroyed this place. They were the opening act. They killed it. But Cut Close was on the show. Drew Hill was on the show. Casey and JoJo was on the show. And then on top of that, myself, Griff was hosting. I did stand up. Ronnie Jordan did stand up, right? So it was a good show, right? Then Keith Sweat come out in the middle of the show and do like a 45-minute set. It was sick. It was sick. It was a good show. Off the chain. Way to go for the producers that put on that show. Incredible, incredible night out. Had a ball. So, hey, y'all hang on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more Roddy Perry Live. All right.
Don't even try it, I know when you lying. Don't even do that, I know why you crying. I'm not applying no pressure. Just want to let you know that I don't want to let you go. And I don't want to let you leave. Can't say I didn't let you breathe. Gave you extra cheese. Put you in the SUV. You want to ice, so I made you freeze. Made you hot like the West Indies. Now it's time you invest in me. Cause if not, then it's best you leave. Holla.
If you're playing me, keep it on the low. Cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're thinking, please don't let it show. Oh, baby, I don't wanna know.
Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. That's my man, Mario Winans. I'm sorry. And the name of the song is I Don't Want to Know. Hugely successful hit with my man, Pete Diddy. Mario Winans is on the line. Man, this is, man, I got to be doing something right, Mario. I got to be doing something right with my life to be chopping it up with you.
What's up, brother?
Man, first of all, thank you so much for coming on, man. I'm such a fan of your work. You one of them dudes, man. When people start talking about just flat out singers, when people start talking about producers, songwriters, your name always comes up. My first question for you is this: you carry the Winans name, and you can check him out on Twitter. He's at I Am Mario Winans. You know, rich history in the gospel world. Was there ever any pressure for you to be just exclusively a gospel artist?
Well, you know what, man? First of all, I want to say thanks for having me, man. It's an honor of mine, man. But to answer your question, you know, it wasn't really a pressure because my family, you know, they know what they raised in me as a child, what they put in me as a child. So I was very deep-rooted, not just in the church, but just in God and salvation itself. So for me, you know, it was. I knew they never really had a concern if I was going to just switch over and start making music that I didn't really believe in, or music that I wasn't living the lifestyle of, man. And you know, it was just all just life experiences, man. So I really never really had the pressure. Maybe, you know, I'm sure they had some concerns, and as they should, because, you know, this game is just a wild game on this and on the R&B, hip hop, and the things. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? But you know, it was always very much support, man. And then once they heard the music, man, and they felt the music, and it was always an underlying message in my music, man. And, you know, so it really wasn't ever too much pressure, man. So it was always a beautiful thing.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't want you to end up being Choir Boy from the Five Heartbeats. We don't want you to go off on the deep end, you know. You know, Choir Boy left that Bible. He left the Bible in the phone booth, and he went wild for a minute.
Yeah, man, no. I'm
sold
out to God, man.
so many great collaborations, and you like one of these ace producers. I mean, is there a favorite? Because you don't work with everybody. I mean, I'm looking at the list. I mean, you Mary J. Blige, Whitney Houston, R. Kelly, Jennifer Lopez, Brian McKnight, Biggie, Diddy. What? The whole Winans family. If you just produce for the Winans family, you good forever.
Yeah, because there's enough of us.
Yeah. Man, is there a favorite for you, like, to be in the studio with?
Honestly, you know what, man? I enjoy each and every individual situation, man. I mean, some of them stuck out more than others. I mean, just from people's work ethics. I mean, two female artists that were just super great to me were Janet and Beyonce. I mean, just to see their talent and their work ethic. I mean, Janet came in there, recorded a record. I mean, she did the record from top to bottom. I mean, stayed in the booth, didn't even leave the booth, I don't think, not even once the record was done. I mean, Beyonce is just one of the greatest writers I've ever had a chance to write with, as well as R. Kelly. And, I just had great experiences with all these different people, man. And even with Jennifer Lopez, she's a workaholic as well, man. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say I have a favorite. I enjoy it. There's something different that I enjoy from each artist that I work with, man. And I'll always cherish those experiences.
Talk to me. Let's talk about work ethic, man, because there's no way you can have the body of work that a Mario Wine has had without never going to sleep. You had to be up for the last two decades. There's no way that Mario is sleeping. Man. You know, so
pretty
speak
much,
to me about your work ethic, man.
Well, my work ethic, man, was very, very tough, man. You know, I mean, coming from my family to where I learned that, you got to understand something. I used to sleep at rehearsals before I started playing, because, you know, I started off as a drummer. So before I was playing for any other Winers, actor or anything like that, I used to sleep at the rehearsals to go to school the next day. So I saw the time and effort that they put in it. So started there, you know what I'm saying? And it started
okay.
And learning to perfect my music and my craft. But then it went on to, once I got with R. Kelly, he don't sleep. Like, he comes in and he'll work 3-4 days straight. You know what I'm saying? So it
wow.
just became normal to me that that's just how you're supposed to work. And by the time I got to Diddy, it was just like, oh, my God, we was having 3-4 sessions a day. I would be going from studio to studio to studio to studio. And that's just the way we love to work, man, and let's just get it done. But the thing about it is we never lost quality with it. Like, we never wanted to
right.
allow our work ethic to make the quality of our music any lower. You know what I'm saying? So it was work ethic to the fullest, but with balance and wisdom.
Man, you got such a great resume. What's it like, man, Mario, to know that with all these artists that you work with, that you are really kind of the architect for the sound of this era? Have you ever, like, wrapped your mind around that? Like, man, I got a lot of, you know, I mean, your music is a soundtrack to a lot of people's lives.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. You know, it's very humbling to me, man, because I always love music, and I always love to give music to the world, man, and make people feel great and feel loved and feel warm and just get through their experiences, whether good or bad, in their lives through my music. So to see that it grew to be what it was, man, it's just very humbling, man, and I'll always be thankful and grateful to God for that, man.
Man, you one of the people, I don't know, is there a reality show coming down the pipe? I would love to hear you, you know, on something, you know. I always want to hear people that I respect on like that American Idol type platform. Would you do something like that?
Of course I would. And I do have a show that I'm working on, but I just want to make sure that the curricula of it and everything was just correct and that it can really teach some people, and then also at the same time give opportunities. So there's something that I am working on. Also, I'm working on my next record, man, and I've been kind of working on taking my time on it, man, and it's going to be phenomenal. It's called My Purpose, and you can expect to hear that around the top of the year. But I'm going to start throwing out some teaser records and things of that nature. I put out a teaser record called Young Money that I need to make sure you have just to warm it up, you know what I'm saying, just to reintroduce myself to the younger generation. And so I'm going to put out maybe 3 or 4 of those. You know, no official singles yet. But top of the
okay.
year is when I'm really going to launch it off. And that's going to come with the album, with the show. And then also there's a book that I'm writing also about my life.
Man, that's awesome, sir. And you know, they say you should have 7 streams of income. You're definitely getting that in on so many levels. What do you look for to hear in a new artist? Because I know you've worked with some of these greats, like I say, Mary J. Blige, you know, R. Kelly, you know, who I'm a huge fan of. What do you look to hear in an artist that nobody knows?
Honestly, for me, it's one of the main things I look to hear is talent. But also, to go along with that, this is about as much as the talent is, I look to feel the passion. So for me, it's not just a hearing thing. It's a hearing thing and a feeling thing. And a little bit of a visual thing, you know what I'm saying? Because it has to just make sense for the music industry. But, you know, passion to me, man, is really something that an artist has to have, because that's what's going to push you when you don't feel like singing. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have the best voice in the world, but sometimes you go through things and you just say, I don't feel like singing. So, therefore, you have to wait on something else. And that's when your passion comes into play. So, for me, man, an artist has to have a certain level of passion for what they do. And we can pretty much take it from there and make great things.
So Mario, you probably one of the few people could answer this. I'm looking, you know, at all the people. What's the difference in the eras? Like, you produce a person like a Whitney, you know, that's one era. You got somebody like R. Kelly, that's another era. You got Carl Thomas, which is another era. Usher, which is another era. Then, not to mention the hip-hop artists. Like, so is there a differential in, like, where a person started to once you get with them? You know what I mean? Can you feel like, oh, you must be from that late 80s. Can you feel the 80s? Can you feel the 90s? Can you feel the, you know what I'm saying, when you're in the studio?
Absolutely, man. You know what it is? It's, you know, that word old school, man, it's really, honestly, to me, it has so much strength to it, because sometimes, you know, the old school people, I don't like to say old school, I just say the early era people, they have a certain drive to them. They have a certain understanding to what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot less playing around, and I'm not saying the new era people play around, because they're very focused. People that I've worked with, pretty much everybody I've worked with, is super focused. But you know, they just know what they know what they want, and they know what it takes, and they know all the different ways and elements how to make a record. You know what I'm saying? Like early eras don't really want you to send them a record, and they get on the record, and then that's just it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sometimes they understand. Like I can go and say, okay, Mary, I'm not going to just do a beat and have the writers come in that you may not know, and this and that. I'm going to take you to the piano. We sit down, find the key first. Like, they understand those type of things. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And find the key, and then we write the song, and then we go produce the song. So there's just certain elements of, and I would guess I would just call it a different approach from different eras. You know what I'm saying? Which is all fabulous, because whatever works. You know what I'm saying? But it's just different approaches, and I appreciate it all.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Mr. Mario Winans, man. You as an artist, you are not a game dude, you know. Does Mario Winans, the artist, get lost in the shadow of Mario Winans, the producer?
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, man, after I Don't Want to Know came out, man, I was really, really... I'm just going to be 100% real with you. I was really, really unprepared for the artistry level that record that I produced was. So, and I was coming off of being, you know, a very successful producer and all thanks to God. But I was just hurled into this artist land. And so it took me some time to kind of just learn, like, the ways things I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it. So at first, you know, it was a little bit troubling for me. You know what I mean? And even with that record, it was just kind of troubling because, you know, I had to, my stage performances weren't what I wanted it to be and my stage presence and everything. But now I've been polished because I've done, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows, mostly out of the country. I mean, over the last maybe 3-4 years, I've done about 40, 50 shows in other countries. I mean, from Istanbul, Turkey, all the way to Kazakhstan, to Africa, to wherever you name it. But, you know, but now I've learned these things, you know what I'm saying, because I had to understand the difference between, okay, being a producer on stage singing a song and being an artist on stage delivering your message, you know. So I've learned those things now. So now I can pretty much go hand in hand with both hats. Whatever I need to put on, I'm able to be that and be that to the best of my ability.
Man, awesome, brother, man. You know, it's so refreshing. Here you go. Let me just keep it real. Because I would imagine as a producer, you would be like, just go out there and do it. But once you have to put on that other hat, it's like it's a lot. It's probably way harder than you had anticipated being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a lot. It was tremendously harder than I thought it was. And, but, you know, through time and through studying, because I truly believe, man, you know, you have to take responsibility for the gift that you have. So sometimes you have to do some studying. You got to put on Bobby Brown's shows and watch him. And not saying that I can compare to that, no, but you can still understand what he brings and how to entertain people. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want it to just be your music up there entertaining them and you're just kind of going along with the act. You know, you really want to entertain people and really make people draw to who you are as an artist. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of different people. Even with Puff, I learned a lot from him, watching him and being his musical director and being on them drums, being on the keyboards or putting the shows together for him. So I was able to learn a lot of different things from these people. And now I apply it together. And the beautiful thing of it is the next time around, when you go in the studio and you're making these records, you're not just producing the record that you're going to sing on. You're also knowing, okay, this is a record that I'm going to be performing. So I have to make sure the key is right. You know what I'm saying? That's where the early era important attributes come in now. You know what I'm saying? I have to make sure the keys are right, so I'm not upstairs, I'm not on stage screaming my heart out, you know what I'm saying, just because I made a hot track and didn't focus on the key. So all those elements come into play, and then when you really understand it, man, you can really present it the correct way.
Now, how does it work, Mario, as a producer? Like, you go in the studio with an artist, but you don't necessarily know if that song is going to make it on their album, when you Mario Winer, that's understood.
No, it's just understood, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if the opportunities come and you have to really go in there and you have to stay focused and you have to really understand the artist that you're working with. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, you have to understand who you're making music for, along with that artist, you know. And I truly believe, for me, I try to not get too caught into what's already on the radio, you know, because for me it's already out there, so it's already doing what it's supposed to do. I kind of focus on just the world, you know what I'm saying, because there's people all over the world, different cultures and everything like that, that love music. That's one thing that will never change. Music will bring anybody and everybody together. And so if you can understand that, man, and you approach it like that, and you have the music is great, the melody is strong, and the lyrics have a message to it, you pretty much win every time.
Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. Tune in to Roddy Perry Live. We're talking to Mr. Mario Winans. Now, Mario, I'm going to throw out some of the artists you don't work with. You give me your quick, you know, one line, two line, you know, about, you know, just, you know, how they made you feel, whatever the situation, all right?
Okay.
Faith Evans.
Oh, man, that's my sister right there, man. Let me tell you something. I enjoy working with Faith so much, man, because it wasn't hard. Like she understood it. Like, I could really be as musical as I wanted when it comes to Faith, man. So that right there, that's the homie forever. Like, I will work with Faith any given day.
This lady, I think, is so underrated. I would love for the world to be, to just really be on her, because she's dope to me. Tweet,
oh my God. Hummingbird, man, Tweet is dope, man. And I think she's actually working on some things. I was just did a performance in New York at SOB's that her flight was canceled, so she wasn't able to make it because she was going to perform as well. And her daughter is a phenomenal singer as well, so her legacy is always still moving, man. But Tweet is dope, and I think she's going to resurface and resurface very, very strong.
Yeah, I saw her on the Tom Joyner cruise, and she was dope on there. Let's see. It's so many to go through. Beyonce.
Oh, my God. I mean, come on. That's top-notch right there. That's top shelf, you know. But when there's a certain energy when you in the studio with Beyonce, man, and as well as Jay, because God bless me to be able to work with him on the American Gangster album. I co-produced, like, six of those songs. And, you know, but B, man, she's just incredible. Like, and see, her focus is just like no other. You know what I'm saying? Her focus is like
right.
No other. And when she gets in that booth, man, it's like she takes a song and just makes it into something that you didn't even think this song could be. You know what I mean? So that right there is just one of my all-time favorites.
CC Winans.
Man, auntie. Well, man, listen. I'm going to tell you. You know, growing up in the Winans family, man, I started making tracks at an early age. You know what I'm saying? But because I used to listen in my room by myself, I listened to a lot of Teddy Riley, a lot of Quincy Jones, a lot of Peter Cetera. You know what I'm saying? So all my tracks was like real heavy drums driven. And, you know, back in the day, they would kind of say, oh, man, your music sound a little out there. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I had a dream of producing something for BB and CC Winans, but I didn't get the chance. So after I had achieved a lot of success. And I don't think it was just a decision thing. It's just the way our lives went. But when I finally had my first chance to work with CeCe, she came to my studio in Tampa, Florida, and we did a song called Pray. And my very first time I worked with CeCe, we won 2 Grammy Awards for that record.
Wow.
So it was just phenomenal. She came in, man, and honestly, she just gave me the floor and allowed me to do what it is that I do. She loved the record, and she just was like, boy, you so bad. And it just made me feel not bad in a bad way, just was like, yo, your music is really, really great. But you just made me feel so warm, and it just, man, honestly, that was one of my favorite sessions of all time, because just to have that validation again from my aunt, who I've looked up to for years, you know what I'm saying? And then I also did a song on BB and CC's reunion album, a song called Let It Be, so that was great.
Man, I would imagine that was almost like, you know, like the prodigal son coming home, you know. I mean, that's family. So, you know, to have
man.
their appreciation.
Grammys, I was like, woo! You know?
I love it.
I love it. Yes, Lord.
So what's next, man? What's next, Mario?
Well, next for me, man, I'm getting ready to build my own empire, man. I'm getting ready to brand Mario Wines. I've been able to do it and achieve a lot of success with other power mobile people. I mean, Diddy, we had such great success. I've learned so many great things from this man. But now it's just time for me to brand myself, to brand my own, to, you know, to just, and that's me in my artistry, in my music, in my writing, also in my personality. You know what I'm saying? I took some time off and just to get me to learn me a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's next for me, man. I'm getting ready to surface again, and it's going to go for a little bit, man. So you'll start hearing a lot more music from me, man, and I'm working on a few non-music things, some technology things that I'm working on, like I told you before, book that I'm working on. It's not going to be a bashing book. It's just going to be the truth about my life and just my journey that God has placed my life in, man. And it's a very warm book, you know what I'm saying? It'll be full of lessons, man, full of things that I've overcome, things that I've been faced with in my life, man. And then, so that'll be a great thing, man. And, that's it, man. That's what's next for me, man. I'm really, really ready to get out there and just make more music for the world.
Man, let me tell you something, bro. You are really a good person. It just come through the airwaves. I mean, we having this conversation, and man, I wish you nothing but the best, bro. I mean, I'm a fan, dude, and you've been churning out hits forever. Like you've been churning out a lifetime worth of music, and I don't even know if we even saw the best yet. Okay, now I'm seeing this. I don't think I've heard this one, but you went in the studio with Wendy Williams.
Yeah, well, you know what, man? I love Wendy so much, man. She's been a friend of mine. She did an album, and I think the album was centered around battered women, okay?
Mm.
And so she called me, and we had a conversation. She was like, Mario, I need a record. And so I wrote a song for that album, and it was called Stand Up and Carry On, all right? And actually, to be honest with you, about a year and a half later, my mom covered the record on one of her albums, but it was just really an uplifting, encouraging record, you know what I'm saying? And I sang the record on the album, but she just did like a speech thing on the end of it just to uplift and encourage women to keep going on and stand up and carry on no matter what you've been through, you know? And so the record was really, really like a testimony for myself. At the time, I was really going through some hard times, and you know, God just placed that song in my heart, man, just stand up and carry on. Like, no matter what you go through, I'm still the same God. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to see you through it. And just to go through it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Don't stop, but just to get through it, man. So that's how that came about. I was so happy that she reached out to me for that. And it was great, man.
Man, stand up and carry on. I think that's a great way to kind of close out, man. I think those are great words to live by. And, you know, as we go on our respective journeys, you know, a lot of times it's easy to sit down and stop. It's easy to get into yourself, to get into your own little world. And I'm sure people look at you and like, yo, he's successful. He got all these hit records. But there's things that you want that you haven't achieved yet. So stand
Absolutely.
Up and carry on. So, amen. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Bless my spirit today. And this is what people don't know. Just because you ain't in the church every day don't mean the church ain't in you every day.
You know what I've learned, man? It's not so much about religion as it is relation. And that's one of the main things that I had to learn in my life. And my relationship with God, no four walls can bring that. No four walls can sharpen that. Yes, it's our duty to go give God his day, and that's understandable. But, you know, I think sometimes people put too much church on your life when your life is really given to God. And let God direct you, because it may not be the same church. He may have a message for you somewhere else, or somebody you need to give a message to somewhere else. So we shouldn't focus so much on the building. We should focus so much on building. You understand what I'm saying?
Come on now. Go on, preacher.
Don't get me started, man.
Hey, once again, the Twitter is I Am Mario Winans. The Facebook is I Am Mario Winans. Is there you have a website, direct website?
You know what? It's under construction, man. All of that is getting, will be done with them in about a month. My Instagram is also I Am Mario Winans. And that's it, man. But definitely, Rodney, I want to connect with you, man, to make sure I keep you updated with the music and things that I'm doing, man, and hopefully if we're ever in the same time, man, we can sit down and grab a bite or something, man.
Man, I would love to, Mario. I'm a huge fan. Thank you so much for coming on, bro. And dude, you really are like one of them guys, man. And to be this resilient in what we know the music industry can be, it's a testament. So to anybody that will listen to this, know you can be in this industry and still be of God. And I think people don't realize that.
Right. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And you just have to make sure, to a certain extent, that you give yourself a little bit of separation. You know, it's not a problem having things. As long as the things don't have you, you can really, really go and do what God has planned for you.
Well said. Hey, man, thanks a lot. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, man. God bless y'all.
This is D. Miller Time.
Hey, it's Lady Tuesday.
Check out Tuesdays with D. Miller Time every Tuesday on blogtalkradio.com/CherryRich at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. Figure out where you are and tune in.
If you're looking for the latest in comedy, news, and entertainment, the only place to go is the Humor Mill. Check out the website, humormillmag.com. Humor Mill, the only place for comedy, news, and entertainment. I see you, Frank.